Today, Holy Mother, the Church grants us readings wherein we see, first of all, the responsibility of each person for his or her own actions. And so in the first reading, they are told the children will not suffer for the sins of the father, nor the fathers for the sins of the sons. Each must bear responsibility for his own sins. But on the other hand, we see elsewhere a different story, but we don't have time to go into that here today. In the meantime, in the Gospel, we have that very, very famous pericope when Jesus was traveling around near Sidon and Tyre, and most likely he was going back to Capernaum or Jerusalem. And in the meantime, all these Hebrews were following him, disciples, and listening to him and asking him questions, and he was teaching them and preaching to them. And then all of a sudden, this Canaanite woman, of course, just the terminology, this is not an accident. The terminology Canaanite is something that in the heart of a Hebrew, at the time of Christ especially, brought about disgust and despicable feelings, because the Canaanites had betrayed the Hebrews many times in the past, and so they were not acceptable. But this Canaanite woman, and of course the evangelist is very clear to mention that she is a Canaanite, and she keeps yelling after him. Perhaps that's what he hears when we pray as well. Have mercy on me, O Lord, have mercy on me. Jesus of Nazareth, Son of God, have mercy on me. And the apostles were very particular about our Lord. They tried to protect him, tried to keep anybody away that was not desirable. And so she kept yelling at him, and he ignored her, which of course was in his plan, in his providence. So whenever you are pleading to God and praying to God and he ignores you, that is part of his providence. You need to learn patience. You need to learn faith. And so the woman kept crying. And she says, my daughter is tormented by a demon. And he stopped. And he said to her, it is not good to give the food of the children, that is the Hebrews, to dogs. So he basically calls her a dog. Not particularly a friendly conversation in that part, but it was all providential. And the woman responds, but Lord, even little puppies eat from the droppings from the tables of the Lord's. And our Lord immediately then realized that her faith was genuine, not fake. And so he said to her, this moment your daughter will be healed. You have great faith. And of course, it was. She was exorcised from afar, because she was not there, by our Lord, and she was delivered from the demon or demons by which she was possessed. And so we need to continue to pray and pray and pray and beseech our Lord for ourselves and those who are dear to us. Lord, my daughter is tormented by a demon. And our Lord simply says, your faith is great. She will be delivered at this moment. And so here, as we worship God with this holy sacrifice of the Mass and with the sacred liturgy of benediction, of exposition, holy hour of the Blessed Sacrament, we need to call like the Canaanite woman. For we are like her in many ways, because we have sinned in the past. Thus we are like Canaanites that have betrayed our Lord. And he, as he listens to us pleading and pleading and pleading with him, he will turn to us and say, your faith is great. Whatever you ask for shall be answered this moment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.